Thank you.
So if you have someone over here that you call George, if he is Greek and he lives in outer, you know, Sunyan or Vula Bay, somewhere like that, and he's a native running around there, and we call him Yorgos. Well, when you get into breaking down these languages, and even in this instance, this is a term referred to as God. It is like arguing over Jehovah. These were very valid terms at some given time in history. And you had someone sitting down to write a story under the instructions of, it's going to be a movie treatment. Just write down whatever comes into your mind. We will take it and we will do what is necessary. You have to understand the circumstances under which Sipapu Odyssey was written. She is not a writer, she says. And boy, as soon as she finds her purpose, she is going to lay down that pen. So she would start with the end, or she would start with the middle. Whatever would come along, she'd fit this in there, along with experiences. You'd have to read the first draft. There was Paul for Paul Newman. There was Bob for Robert Redford. There was, you know, Shirley for Shirley MacLaine. We had to go through to keep from getting sued and change all the characters. So there was a lot of fun in the writing, and there were ones like Shirley MacLaine on the other end of the phone, you know. So this was a story to be written in parts, and somehow it's going to make a little movie. Well, of course we knew what we were doing. She had no idea what she was doing. She was just aggravated at the whole rest of the bunch because they didn't seem to know either. So this is the way it began. That story was not written for the lessons involved in things such as that subject. It was to speak of an overall spiritualness. And it's also to let everybody know that we respect all one's idea of who and what is God by any name. And you see, they have made my example for me. By giving a thing a label, they've categorized it, defined it, and object to it. And yet if I had said liver, that wouldn't have meant anything either. Well, I'm not going to read this because they refer to God of light as blither. So we have to understand, first of all, what we are looking at, who was doing the writing. And Dorma wouldn't have known what it meant anyway. As I recall, in the writing, and Oberle can check this out, because it was Doris and EJ, and she was pretty ticked off by now. I don't believe she knew how to spell it or what it meant. And somebody had used it, so that was what she used. It is no bigger deal than that. That is going to be produced, like I say, I think maybe I'd stick around in 1995, along about August, and we'll see what happens. But the reason that she got into this was everybody took Sipapu, who knew this was going to happen someday. She didn't. She about passed out. First thing you know, she's got 40 people coming over here to spend a weekend with her. And she just moved, for goodness sakes. We're going to make a pilgrimage over here. And it turns out to be at some time that they called harmonic convergence. Well, she had never heard of that either, but she knew convergence, and it was happening to her. So all of these things are part of the foundation of weaving this tapestry. And we can take up these names and labels later. You see, I'm always caught. Note, we're always caught in trying to identify by names that have been usurped by the enemy. And they all sound very similar. Let us take Muslim. Are they the same as Moslem? What are we talking about, you see? One letter change, one language change, one definition change, and you don't know what to use. So we have to be very careful. And I certainly can understand the question. However, the answer I shouldn't have had to go into so far. I didn't. I just wanted to. I wanted to keep my reputation intact for, you know, taking 3 pages to fill in a paragraph. That is a fantasy. It will be made into a movie. It has no meaning there at all. Now, what was the other question? Oh, you'll have to take up the writing with all those editors. I understand, and if, you know, if they were in proximity, I'd be happy to run it past him first. But we're on a time schedule of your making, and we would rather put out a few errors than to not put it out timely.
He's got a lot to learn about that.
Well, we all do, don't we? And it's hard. It really is hard. And the worst thing that I see happening is so much writing comes out. And I understand the longing of these people to be able to help these hands, because a tremendous amount of work comes out of these hands. And the interesting part is that then it goes to readers, and it goes to ones who correct. And I can sit down with you ones and ask you a question about it, and most of you will sit there and look blank at me. Well, you just read it. What did it say? I haven't any idea. I was looking for punctuation and spelling, etc. That's the way it is. And it's so sad that my own people, who spend hours and hours and hours staring at this stuff, don't read it. Dharma has yet to read one of her books. She read Sipapu once, and then EJ read it to her once. And I wish everybody in this room would go back and read it. It will mean something different if you just read it day before yesterday. You know, Maya was speaking about, I'd never read it, but I slept on it, etc. You will be stunned. And of all the reactions that I can possibly mention, when Dharma reads bits and pieces of that, she is absolutely stunned that that came out of her mind in view of everything that has happened. So I thank you for sharing that. And I wish that there were a way to share these myriads of letters that come. Most are just so grateful and so thoughtful. And we appreciate them. That is the reward, you know. Someday you will have the riches And I know you can't wait because you think everything else will be better. And in many ways, it will. But you are wealthy now. You hold the riches of the universe right now in those appreciations and in that love. You are bringing to the world the gift of life. Don't undersell yourselves. Don't try to put a price on it. Accept the love and the appreciation as it flows. Because if you were on the other end and they were doing that work and you offer anything you can to help because it's touching you, and to those ones out there, it seems the holy beam is on you. Norma just feels she's being, you know, tossed down to the basement room into the corner with a computer where we spend endless hours lost somewhere. Talk about missing time. And yet, don't you see that golden beam is right there? And you wouldn't trade it away for anything on the face of this earth. And I know it. And I too wish there was a way that it could just be extended to everywhere. And yet, any individual who looks up is there on them. You're not going to get away. God will never turn from you. He doesn't even go far when you drive him away. He just waits and waits. And that beam is always there. And yet, I too can understand and see why ones want to feel the closeness of this particular place. Not because of Hatan. Don't misunderstand what I'm going to say. Not because of the speaker. There is no group. There is a collection here of individuals with a goal, a unified goal. And you can get there in your proper separateness. But to ones out there, this must be the place where the magic becomes. And in a way, that's true. And so our appreciation and our love is equally sent back, because no one here can comprehend it, leastwise Dharma. She just cannot imagine why there would be any focus at all on her. And each of you, you know, sit and snicker. Why did so-and-so call me? I mean, we're nothing. But don't you see, to ones out there searching and grasping, this is as near as you can get. And I bless those ones. Is there more?
Commander, watch out the swans of Capistrano and Eric on the fire.
Well, I missed Eric on the fire, but the swallows at Capistrano left 2 months early. And that was the question brought to me. They come on a day, they leave on a day. There is such energy being played with all over that testing is going on constantly. And what ones are forgetting is because many things happen, many things don't happen. A big flap years ago about putting in a pulse particle beam facility near the San Clemente nuclear power plant. You have to have mammoth amounts of power to power those beam systems. And nuclear power, because it just, there is difference. There, you may not be radiating damaging rays, but you are radiating frequencies out of that place. And remember, it was going to be right in the hills over from there. Well, whether or not you will ever find a facility there, let me tell you, there is plenty going on from there. And you're getting a lot of those air blasts off the coast. A lot of things going on. And when the migration frequency of the changes of the seasons and the energy that is put out there, they can manipulate and control the sea life, the animal herds, the bird flocks. And where you really get a show and tell is when you have something as dependable as those swallows that come every year to that mission in great mass, and then when it's time to migrate, they all go. And to have them move out of there 2 months in advance of their regular migratory schedule should scare the living daylights out of you. Are they getting ready to pull that coastline off? Or is it just a silly little game? Or do those birds know something that you don't? And it's a little bit of all three. Watch the wildlife. Watch the wildlife, especially the birds. They will tell you more than you can imagine. Now, as to Eric with the fire, I was supposed to make an announcement that he was to be on television.
Oh.
And see, already she's forgotten.
Oh, he was, but only briefly, and he didn't get to talk. They, CBS News did interview him for 15 or 20 minutes, but they didn't show any of it. But it was about putting, mashing a stone in Los Angeles on the street for the black people. The coverage that I saw said that there is objection to that by the medical establishment because it would give a different grades of service between the black people, you know, the street people that went to the more middle class people. I don't know what they think they got now, but anyway, that's what it's about. There's a doctor, a black doctor, who used to be a lash surgeon in Vietnam, who wants to put limits on the street. That's what that's all about.
Now, there's a good one. Eric and I get along just fine, and he prefers to go have a little altar there for Baba. Now, wouldn't we be wonderful to have a big quarrel, Sai Baba and Hatton, over Eric? Don't you see, we can all live in this and still have our relationship with God. And that's where it's at. And it doesn't matter what we call him. You can call me Satan as long as you have just misunderstood my name and are looking for me. Do you see, it would not change the Christ one iota if you called him Satan. It's just your ignorance. And if you walked up here and said, my name is Mr. Satan, or my name is Jesus, guess what I'm going to call you? Whichever you introduce yourself as. I respect your opinion. Why would I say, that's not your name? Why would I say to Sam Russell, well, Mr. Russell, you are a farce, your name is Beth. Let's be reasonable. Let's be logical and reasonable. God gave you brains. And man is constantly trying to program them. And you ask, what is your defense? God. And truth. If you know the truth, they cannot do anything to you through your mind. Nothing. And on that note, let's go. Thank you for coming. We welcome you ones from away. We hope that we have enough chairs and enough space for next weekend. And we especially hope that we can pull off getting the poor sucker out of that place. Boy, they hold on. They are scared to death. And they are really going to bring down the debriefing rules. So he's going to have to watch what he says when he gets out. And that may disappoint a lot of you, but know that wisdom keeps you alive. Salute.
Thank you.